A year ago, my brother Bob and I went to Gateway Christian Center down in Connecticut, and we were privileged to experience Dutch Sheets and the ministry that God provided for the church there, and of course for the church in New England. Now, we came away from there with many ideas, many thoughts, new awakenings, etc. One of the things that the Lord pushed into my heart, but He had already spoken this many years ago for me. It's been 7 years since Pastor Gino went home to be with Jesus. And if you remember, there's a second commandment. It says, honor what? Honor thy father and thy mother. Gail, if anybody pushed me a little further, was when you went out and bought that wonderful book. And that just pushed more buttons, even though that I was seeking the Lord for the timing to honor this man of God. And I want to remind you that he was not perfect, and neither am I. I want you to believe and understand that this man did the very best he could with the circumstances he lived in and the ways of the Spirit in him. They were dramatically different than some, and many people did not understand him. But by the same token, I should say that about most of us. You are a strange breed. You are far from normal. And if we had the right people, they would crucify you. Amen? The right people would crucify you. Well, he had his share of people who wanted to crucify him. But I can tell you one thing. I knew that man's heart. And in 1984, in the beginning of December, I was in South Carolina. I was there with my wife's cousin, who had just been through a dramatic experience and been born again. Today he has 3 children, and they all love Jesus. Belongs to another church, but that's God's choice. And at that time, he was without a church. He had just come to the Lord, and I wanted him to taste of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So we ran away together, the two of us. And we were gone for I don't know how many days. But I can remember the Friday that we were supposed to head home. And every decision was made that we were going home. But guess what? We didn't go home. Because we were supposed to leave early on Saturday morning, but there was a real press in my heart that God was doing something and he wanted something more and had not, let's say, completed everything that needed to be completed. I mean, you know that sometimes you have to wait till the last possible moment. So I said to Bobby, okay, Bob, I don't think we're leaving early like we expected. How about if we go to that breakfast that is going to be on Saturday morning at one of the restaurants? And right on the grounds at PTL, it was a beautiful restaurant, and we made the reservations last minute, but we made our reservations on Friday afternoon late. And we went to the breakfast, and of course, I hadn't eaten for 2 days. I couldn't. Nothing was staying inside. I couldn't understand why. Nothing would go down. So I was asking the Lord, you know, okay, is this going to be a day that I can eat? And all I heard was, juice. Okay. How many know you pay for a nice meal and you just look at the plate and you can't put anything in it? It's a little uncomfortable. But God knows when to do and what to do and how to do it. This is December 1984. December 1981, December 7th, is the day we left New England to go to Chicago to see my son graduate from basic training. So December 7th has a very powerful impact on me. It was the day that I closed the business officially and had no intentions of ever opening it up again because officially and legally, our 3 months of sale was done. Furniture business was finished. Could not open it anymore. Front door had to be staying closed, and we took off for Chicago. Now, 85, I believe it's December 7th, but I would have to double-check my notes because I'm not positive, but I believe it is. Anyway, we sat down at a beautiful big round table. Didn't know anybody there. And as soon as I sat down, I took one sip of the orange juice, and one of the gentlemen next to us said, where are you from? And I said, well, is our accent that bad? And don't remember all the details, but he began to prophesy over me. And of course, I asked him where he was, and he was from California. So I digested the spiritual food much better than the OJ. The OJ was rolling around in my stomach, and I went back to the bathroom, and everything came out, plus I don't know what, but it all came out. My insides were like what you could call war games. Went back and sat down, and as I sat down, another gentleman from across says, I just walked in a little late, but he says, I believe the Lord has a word for you, sir. Now, my wife's cousin is sitting right there, and he's not accustomed to any of these things, having no clue about what charismatic fanatics can do. Because at this point, he's seen a lot of stuff, because we've been there for over a week. But it's never having to do with a personal thing. It's always somebody else giving to somebody else. But now, it's me that's the recipient, and he happened to be our little ring bearer when we got married, so we've known him for many years. He was actually 5 when we got married, so it's pretty easy to know how old he is. Bottom line, this gentleman is from Texas, and he begins to actually say almost the same thing as what the other gentleman says, and what he's really declaring is the open door that is about to take place, and I'm to walk through insistently. Of course, it didn't make any sense to me to walk through a door and being insistent. It's not my character. It's not the way I do things. I usually let others ask, and then I proceed. But anyway, that was what was coming out. And that I was going to be ministering to many people, blah, 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 and it went on and on and on and on. Of course, Bobby knows me as a furniture dealer, as his wife's cousin, or rather, my wife's cousin. And like I said, I've known him at that time for many years. Now, another gentleman comes in late, okay? And how many know everything is established in 2 or 3 witnesses? We have our breakfast, and I think, if I remember correctly, I ate the dry toast and tried to sip on the coffee very slowly. Nothing else could go in my plate. There was just no way. There must have been 1,000 degrees of war games going on inside. And now we're all done, and we're about to leave. And the gentleman that came in late, the third gentleman, who was right on my right, he was right next to Bobby, says, sir, before you leave, I have a word for you and a scripture. And he opens up his Bible, and he begins to declare God's word to me. And, of course, it's all the same story. Okay? And now I'm shaking, and my little cousin here, he is so white, he put to shame those white shoes. He's about to pass out. And, of course, I'm making all notes because I know I've got to write it down because I'm going to forget. So I did. I wrote it down. Make a long story short, the minute we got home, I had an appointment with Gino. I had not been working at Gino's place. I had been studying under him for 3 years. Under him and Roby. And the progress was now official. I had already graduated from the training that was done down at BTL for counsel, so I knew that I could do it. I had all the material with me in the car because they were kind enough to give me all of their material, all of their books, everything that they used, I had with me. So now I walk into Pastor Gino's office. I can't tell you how many days after that, because it's not. But I do remember this. He said, well, Kim, how's it going? I said, well, it's going good. And I said, you know I'm going to be working here, right? Now, that wasn't my intention. He says, yeah, he says, I've known for quite a while. I said, well, God pushed an awful lot of buttons, and now I know I'm working here. He says, well, we're going to start about May, right? And I said, no, February. He said, what? I said, it's going to be February. And so he says, Kim, I don't think we'll be ready for you until, and he tries to move it up to April. And I said, Pastor, it's not going to happen in April. It's going to happen in February. And I'm arguing with him, which is far from being my normal habit. I can't argue with people. But not with Gino. Right. He looks at me and he's smiling. He pulls his drawer open and he says, here. He hands me a piece of paper and the telephone number is 781-7777. I said, and you had that in your drawer all this time? He says, yeah, you can start in February. I said, you've been playing with me? He said, yes, I was. He was playing with me. He was having a good time. Honor your father and your mother. Several years now, God has been saying that I need to set a day apart. And it's been 7 years since he's gone to be with Jesus. 7 years is the number of completion. And today, I told you I was going to blame Ron. I've got a CD that Ron gave me, and guess what's on it? It's the Full Gospel Convention in Quebec, and there's a speaker there, and guess what he's teaching on? Angels That Gather, Bob Trump. And guess what he's teaching on? Honor thy father and thy mother. And I said, God. He says, you've already set the date apart. I said, we have. What's the date, Lord? He said, December 7th. And I said, oh, that's right. He says, that's your anniversary date. Celebrate. Celebrate. He says, okay, we can do that. And then he declared something else. This gentleman on there, on the CD, talked about Rick Joyner having a dream. And, of course, Gail and I have a little bit thing going about Rick because, by the way, those of you who don't know, Rick Joyner actually was anointed of God to redeem the PTL network. Networkings of buildings, etc., the hotel, all of that now, and I have some friends that actually are part of that church. So, that place is tied to my heart. I can't tell you it isn't. It is. It's been tied to my heart. My brother and his wife got baptized in the Holy Ghost there many years ago. My son got transformed over there because he was having a hard time with his father. Of course, fathers and sons always have perfect relationships, but this one didn't. And that's the one that was with us Sunday. And God had given me many miracles when I was there in multiples of times. So whenever you say, okay, Jim Baker fell. Yes, he fell. But he also got back up. How many know King David fell? And how many times did he get back up?
Every time.
Every time. How many times have you fallen? A lot. How many times did you get back up? Every time. So honor yourself and your parents who did a good job on you. Whether they be physical parents or spiritual parents. Thank the Lord for them. So what am I saying? I said, Lord, you really are pushing this button. He says, yes, I am. And I said, you really want this to be done December 7th? And he says, yes, you do. And he says, this is what you're going to do. So I'm giving you his instructions to me, and so I'm giving them to you. Within the next few days, up until the 7th of December, I want you to begin to thank the Lord for what God has done through Gino Rufo, and I mean the word through, because it's by the Spirit of God that I learned what I learned through that man of God. Now, did he do it all right? No, he didn't. Thank you. And neither have I. But we can honor the man that did what he knew how to do to the best of his ability. And this is what I want you to do. If you have a word from God or a testimony from the Lord that God did while you were at Grace Church of Christ, I want you to make a little note of it so you don't forget it. Don't lose it. Because that particular Sunday, that's going to be what we're going to be doing. We're going to honor the man of God. If you have a word of knowledge towards it or from it, that's up to you. And I asked my sister, Peggy, if it would be okay, and she agreed with me that we will put it on the website so that it'll be open to those that were part of that house and were part of that experience. So that we can thank the Lord for the man that did so much for many of us. Not all, but many of us. And be grateful for what he did. Now, he paid a price. And yes, he had it, difficult, but not hopeless. Okay? King David paid a price. And I am believing that as we obey and honor the Lord, and the Lord inside that man, it will be showing us that we also will definitely be anointed of God, and the days to come. That word, by the way, I am the gate. You are the gate. Jesus is the gate, but you are the gate, because he's the same Spirit within you that is within him. It was a gate of light, of life, and of love, and of mercy, and of grace that didn't stop. And that was one of the things that I saw at Grace Church of Christ. In the multitudes of people that were blessed through that ministry, honored and lifted up. Now, were they all honored? No. Were there some that were jealous? Absolutely. Were there some that were yelling and screaming? Absolutely. Do we honor them? No. But we can certainly pay attention. Because as parents, we do the very best we can with what we know how to do, and to the best of our ability, we carry it out to the finish line. That man did carry it out to the finish line. So, I'm believing with you. So if you'll bow your head, we're going to agree. Say, Lord Jesus, we're going to believe for this day of honor, for spiritual fathers and mothers that caused us to come to the Lord, and a greater awareness of his love. That he has used someone in my life to bless us. Amen? Now, I want to add this, because if your spiritual father or mother or both is a different person and you want to give honor to that person, I would not restrict it. As long as you're willing to speak that person's name. Do you hear me? I don't want, so-and-so, but I'm not going to speak his name. I don't want to do that. You know why? because we should be able to lift up those who came before us and who gave us the best of their ability. It doesn't matter who his name is or who her name is, because he or she may be the very instrument that was the ambassador to you. You get it? And there might be more than one. I have several fathers and mothers that have blessed me in my walk with God. In my natural life, I had two fathers and two mothers. And some of it was easy and some of it was difficult. Okay? So that's just the way it works. You may have several. Be honest with God. Ask the Holy Spirit what to do. But be prepared to give honor on that particular day. Okay? You know what? It'll also give honor and glory to God, because as you do this particular gift to that individual or individuals, God will release honor to us. Okay? So, if we give honor, we will receive? All right. You want to receive grace and honor? Give grace and honor. You want to give light? You want to receive light? Give light. You want to receive love? Give love. You want to receive compassion? Give some compassion. Okay? It's not just in dollars. You know, we can be givers of our finances and be full of anger and give out anger. Well, what if you're going to give out anger? What are you going to get back? If you're going to give out anxiety and pressure, what are you going to get back? To whom much is given, much is. I pray you were given a lot of love tonight and a lot of compassion. Amen? So that you can give out love and compassion. Now, I also agreed with my little buddy today in communion for Lorraine's Soup Kitchen and Pantry. Lorraine who? And Al Rosati. I visited this place this month. I'm not going to tell you which day because I don't remember which day. I spent a little bit of quality time with this lady who runs the soup kitchen at 35 Center Street in Chicopee. Now, when I say God is insisting, how many have ever heard of Lorraine's Soup Kitchen? Okay. Oh, cool. Chicopee people. Cool. I was blessed when I walked in there. Okay? I've been to this particular place because my bank is right next to it. They're right actually behind the bank. Okay? Right behind Sovereign Bank. God has never let me let go of that particular bank. Now, I don't know why. I wanted to have a bank in Three Rivers, but God said no. So I still have banked all these years at Sovereign Chicopee Bank, which doesn't make any sense at all. No kidding. But I go because that's where he told me to go. Now, I've never entered. Now, I mean, I go to the bank several times in a month, usually two or three, sometimes, depending on the need. I've never been in this place. Never. Never. Never got an instruction from God, as even as I'm driving by the window, you can see the back entrance. Never told to go. Never heard a word from God. Say, if you don't hear, you don't go. Right, and I didn't. But this particular month, the Lord said, I want you to go in today. I tried to get away. I went, parked a little further down, and I went to the front of the bank, and I walked into the bank instead of going to the window. And then as I'm coming out, I heard the Lord, I told you to go now. Yes, Lord. I give up. I'm going. So I walked to the back entrance to the kitchen. I knocked on the door. And, of course, they were all busy, and it's noontime, around 1 o'clock, actually, 1:30. And they've got an incredible amount of tables in that other area. And the lady says, you want to meet Lorraine? I says, yeah, I'd love to meet Lorraine. So, of course, here I am meeting with Lorraine, sitting down, we chit-chat. And, huh? She is. We had a marvelous time. But she did inform me that there was a website, but I don't know what the name of it is. Does anybody know? It's what? Lorraine Soup Kitchen? Because it's not marked on her card. So if you have information that you'd like, look it up on the website, LorraineSoupKitchen.com. And she informs me that she's been evicted. And she has to leave. And I said, oh, okay. Of course, I can't tell her, you know, God sent me. Because now she's going to think I'm real fanatic. But I did tell her I was a pastor, and I gave her the card from the church, and so on. And I said, and what's your future? Well, she says, we just poured the foundation for our new building. And I said, oh, my, isn't that interesting? Why would God send me now and not, you know, 2 years ago? But he sent me now. She says, you know, they have been trying to get rid of us for a long time. I said, oh, okay. She says, well, we really believed that we needed to stay here, but now we're actually going to be going down to Willimansett. Yep. I said, okay. All I was able to tell her is we're not to reinvent the wheel. So you're already doing a great job. So I don't know if God is going to use us as a support for you. I don't know that answer. But I said to her, I will definitely put this before God. I will release this to the saints and let the Holy Ghost have a party. So, I'm releasing it to the saints. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost have a party. And to really, honestly, let the Lord have his way. If we are to be a connection to them, if we are to be even a support to them, even if we have to have workers going there, that's going to be up to God. But you know, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. If they're already doing a marvelous job in Chicopee and they have a good reputation, what is wrong with supporting what's already there? Yes, dear. Hold on. Yes, we do, because somebody's going to be listening and saying, oh, I can't hear her. Okay.
It was just within the past 2 days. It may have been yesterday. And I don't know where it came from. And I said to Bruce, now, Bruce has plenty of food to eat. Look at him.
Thank you.
God is very good to him. And I said, Bruce, you need to go down to Lorraine's kitchen and you know, have some meals down there. And so that's really ironic the way it came forth tonight. It's like, wow.
He told me to go.
There you go.
Thank you. Why are we here tonight? Why did you come tonight? To give honor where honor is due. To lift up the name of Jesus. To be the ambassador that you are. And if there is a press in your heart to visit Lorraine's kitchen, do so. Why are you giggling? No, they're not going to tell us, huh? Stand up, please. Lift your hands to him. Say, Lord Jesus, we want to be grateful for everything that you've given us and what you're about to do with the house of prayer. We want to recognize those who came before us, whether they're in the grave or still alive. We want to honor our mothers and our fathers because we want to receive honor ourselves. Amen? Amen and amen.